we just celebrated the leap year. And I say celebrate because I really made it a point to treat that day as a gift. Every day is really a gift. But on February 29th, I really looked at it as God giving me an extra day this year to do something great with it. So I was really intentional. I won't get into all the things I did, but the big thing I did was I helped run a fundraiser for the Special Olympics. Russ and a bunch of awesome dads in our town are on a flag football team, and every year they play this big tournament at MetLife Stadium called the Snow Bowl. Their team was created in memory of our dear friend's son, Luke, who passed away and he had special needs. The team's name is Luke Warriors, and every year we raise money in his memory. And Luke's dad gave a speech at the event, and as he was talking, it really made me realize how important it is to have good people in your life and how important it is to really foster your friendships. I know as busy working moms, it's hard to stay social. We're running the kids around, activities on the weekends, and I know by the evening I'm tired and would so much rather lie on the couch with the kids and watch a movie than go out, but it's always good to get an adult's night out or a girl's night out once in a while. And don't fall back into the excuse that you do not have time, because you do. And in today's episode, I will walk you through how to use your Google Calendar to manage your time and squeeze in a girl's night here and there. Are you feeling overwhelmed trying to juggle all the many hats you wear as a working mom? Do you want more quality time with your family without distraction of work and time alone to take care of yourself and your needs? Welcome to Mom Wife Career Life. I'm Carrie, a wife, mom of three, and a recovering perfectionist. In this podcast, I will teach you how to create balance in your life by implementing healthy habits, organizing your home and your schedule, being intentional with your time and in your relationships, and most importantly, how to start putting your needs first, because no one can pour from an empty cup. Grab that second cup of coffee, or if you're anything like me, your third. It's time to dive into today's episode of Mom Wife Career Life. As working moms, the struggle is real. We just have so much going on all the time and so many things getting thrown at us at once that it's really hard to keep everything straight. What's going on in a day? Who needs to be where and when? If you don't have a good way of keeping all of those things on your plate organized, it really just adds more stress to your life. And this is the first thing we look at in my one-on-one coaching sessions. We start out with a time audit to see where you're actually spending your time. I have you share how you currently manage your time, what systems you have in place, if any. And then I walk you through step by step on how to plan your week more efficiently, get rid of those time wasters, and make sure you are blocking in time and space for the things that you should be prioritizing, like self-care and family time, to name a few. Discovery calls are free. They are a way for you to chat with me to see if we're a good fit. You have nothing to lose, but so much to gain. So check out the show notes for the link. And on that topic of being more efficient with your schedule and managing your time, today we'll be talking about how to use your Google Calendar to make your life easier and really manage your entire family schedule. So let's jump right in. Number one, create separate calendars. You can set up different calendars for work, for personal, for kids' events, or you can even set one up for each one of your kids, which is what I do. I do this for a couple of reasons. One, I can easily click on the calendar that I want to view or not view, especially for work, because I don't want to leave my work calendar visible all the time. It actually stresses me out if I open up my calendar and see all those meetings. So I only click the work one when I need to schedule an appointment during work hours to see what might be going on that day. But for my kids, I'm trying to get them in the habit of managing their time and their calendars. So I have their individual calendars linked to their Gmail account so that anytime I add something personal for them, they can go on their phones and they can see it. Michael doesn't have a phone yet, so he has to rely on our paper calendar in our home management center. But he'll probably be getting a cell phone soon because he's getting of that age, and I'll start doing that with him as well. Number two, color code events. I color code everything. Each kid has their own color, and I use that both on our Google Calendar and my paper calendar. I'm a very visual person, so it really helps me differentiate everything and makes the calendar less overwhelming when I open it because I could actually see what's what. Number three, set reminders and notifications. This is a big one. When you schedule events, you can set reminders for yourself. You can set reminders for weeks before, days before, or minutes before. And I use this all the time. If the kids have a birthday party, I set a reminder for 2 weeks before the event. So I have a reminder to actually get a present. If I have an appointment or have to be somewhere, I set a reminder for at least a half hour before I have to leave in case I totally forgot and have to get ready or finish something up. And if it's a virtual appointment or like a podcast interview, I set multiple reminders the day of one to remind me in the morning, one an hour before so I can make sure I'm prepped, and another 15 minutes before because sometimes I'll get up from my desk to go grab a coffee and then I'll get totally sidetracked, and before I know it, a half hour will go by. So those reminders are really important to keep me on task. Number four, add notes and links under the descriptions. This is such great real estate to keep you organized. You can add anything under the description section. Notes about the event, what you have to bring or pack. If there's an Evite or a website, you can add that link. You can GPS the directions and save the link and put it in the description. So now when the event comes up, you're just clicking the meeting invite and your directions pop up right away. You can also put the address and the locations, and if it saves properly, you can click the address and it should give you the option to open up whichever GPS apps you have on your phone. If you have to coordinate a pickup with your spouse, you can also make a note in the description setting, or if you put the GPS link in the description, you can actually type in anything you want in the location section. Like I can put in, instead of the location, Russ, pick up Kaylee, or you could put anything else important you want in that area, but that's real estate that can really help keep you organized. Number five, set up reoccurring reminders. This is great for anything that's reoccurring. If your kids have a standing weekly activity that doesn't have a calendar you can subscribe to, you can just set it up in your calendar using this function. I also use this for Brody, my pup's medication. He has one that he has to take once a month and one every 3 months. I would never remember that on my own. So it's right there on my calendar and I get that reminder when it's time to give it to him. You could also use this function for home maintenance, like changing your filters or changing your batteries on your smoke detector. Number six, use the search function to find events easily. This is something I just recently discovered. I feel like such a dope that I didn't realize it sooner, but there is a magnifying glass on the top right corner that allows you to search for events. So if you can't remember when something is, like your dog's vet appointment, just type in vet and it will pop up. I used to just scroll through my calendar until I found it, and sometimes I would skip over it. So this function saves me time. Number seven, add buffers. If your appointment or activity has travel time, add that time to the event. So if the event starts at 3 and it's a half hour away, put it in your calendar for 2:30. But, and huge but, make a note in the description area or even in that location section if you're not using it, what time the actual event starts at. Adding buffers is useful when you have a really busy schedule because you don't want to overbook yourself, and make sure your spouse is aware and is on board with adding buffers. You don't want to cause more confusion. But, you know, as moms, we are always doing that mental math in our heads of our kids need to be picked up by 3, what time do I have to leave at, and add in multiple events that day, and that's just a lot of mental math. So you can save yourself a lot of time and a lot of headache by just putting in those buffers. Number 8, time blocking. I am all about time blocking. I've shared how I block my calendar at work, but you could do the same with a Google Calendar. If there are personal things you need to do during a work break, you can block your work calendar and just put personal in the description of your work calendar and use that as a trigger to go to the time block on your Google Calendar. You're basically creating an event in your Google Calendar for your to-do list. And within this description, you're putting all the things that you want to get done in that time period. For instance, today I need to make a bunch of doctor's appointments and the offices are only open during my working hours, so I have to do that during the day. I looked for time on my work calendar that I could block off, and then I made a note in my Google Calendar to make those calls. You can even take it a step further and add the phone numbers of all those phone calls you have to make in the description area. Once you add the number in the description, it's clickable and it will recognize it as a phone number, and you just click it and it'll make the phone call for you. So when you're planning out your week, you can really save time by putting all that info in the description area. So when you get to that time block, you're not wasting time looking for numbers or the information you need to get that task done. It's all just right there. Number 9, I know we already talked about creating separate calendars for your kids and for work and for personal, but this one really deserved its own tip. It's not something I do personally, but I know a couple of people that do it and love it, and I'm going to start giving it a try. Create a separate calendar for meal planning. And as you're planning out your week, which I hope by now you are all doing, and if you're not, you're getting a virtual hand slap because that is the absolute first step in getting work-life balance. So you're using your calendar to plan out your meals, at least dinner, because that's our biggest pain point. And in the description, you could actually put the link to the recipes, which is why I'm leaning towards starting this calendar. I'm trying to eat healthier meals and I'm going on a big recipe hunt. So when I find them, I'm starting to save the links. So you put the links in the description. So when it's time to cook dinner, you're just clicking the link. Once you have your week of meals planned, you can copy and paste the ingredient list into a document so you can figure out what ingredients you have and what you need to pick up this week. So it really helps with that whole meal planning, which, by the way, I also have a time-saving meal planning workbook that I'm giving away to all of my listeners. The link for your free workbook is in the show notes. But by creating your own meal planning calendar, you can hide it when you're not using it. So it's a great little tool. And number 10, link your Google Calendar to your Alexa. And then you can ask Alexa what is on your calendar for the day, or even better, your kids and your husband can ask Alexa what's on the calendar for the day. You can always go to your phone and check, but I really try not to look at my phone too much in the morning because then I see those little red bubbles that are enticing me to go waste my time in an app. And my morning routine is way too precious for me to waste any time on social media. So this is one of my favorite time-saving tips. I hope you found today's episode helpful. And if you have any Google Calendar tips, I would love to hear them. So head on over to our free Facebook community, Work-Life Balance for Working Moms, and tell us all about it.